one huge piece of advice. Before you start, learn under a mentor. It's okay. Just the best thing to do, because I think people are think it's a really cool and groovy idea to keep bees, and then they get stuck, and they really don't know what they're doing. Sorry.
Well, no, I can imagine, because just as you discuss it, I mean,
yeah.
Just the complexity of what you're describing, yeah. You know, it makes me think that it's sort of, it's more than
it's a
casual
responsibility.
Hobby, right?
It's a responsibility, yeah. And especially if you believe in raising bees organically, then you really do have to know what you're doing, and it is best to work under a mentor with somebody who's already beekeeping. Just if you assist them, they will love it,
mm-hmm.
because it is physically hard work, especially if you have a lot of hives. And so the best thing is, I would say, at least 1 year in the
okay.
hive. Even more is better. And the thing is, I kind of discovered personally at this point in my life, I actually really like being the apprentice better than being the beekeeper, because being a beekeeper, I just found it so stressful because I felt so responsible. And the attitudes towards bees are not always so friendly. And so I had a swarm that happened, and it ended up in a neighbor's yard that I didn't know. And he was really angry, and he said he was allergic to bees. So I had to get permission to climb up on top of his shed and gather a swarm of my bees. And he was not nice. He was screaming at me. And that was one time when the sound of the bees was really creating anxiety
yeah.
with me, because it was associated with this being in the hot sun and having someone, you know, full of anxiety. And luckily, my colleague was beekeeping with me, which is another piece of advice. If you're going to do beekeeping, do it with someone else as
okay.
an assistant, because if something goes wrong, it's always good to have a backup. And so because I was up there, she helped me carry the hive up and down the ladder.